This is Dakota Datebook for November 18th. On this date, in 1922, Joseph Gleason fell ill after enjoying a hearty pork steak dinner at his restaurant and rooming house near the Northern Pacific Depot. He'd also eaten some candy purchased elsewhere. Blind Joe, who lived with his mother and business partner Mrs. Skeel, was a well-known figure on the streets of Wahpeton for 23 years. That night, he staggered as he made his way to bed. Mrs. Skeel assisted him up the stairs, but the next day he passed away around 2 p.m. Newspaper reports and rumors suggested he might have been poisoned by the candy or through other means. A coroner's quest was held. Gleason had a reputation for both dubious business dealings in Wahpeton and charitable work for the blind in Chicago, where he and Mrs. Skeel spent the winters. He was an active member and promoter of the Braille Music Club of Chicago, an organization of blind musicians. The club's president was a prominent society woman married to a Chicago newspaper editor. Gleason was also linked to bootlegging and houses of ill repute in the NP Depot neighborhood, where he owned several properties. One of these was the old Continental Hotel, later known as the Sherman House. In 1909, newspapers reported that Gleason had bought the hotel and was converting it into a restaurant and men's rooming house. In 1914, he was arrested for operating a house of ill repute at another property he owned south of the hotel. Earlier in 1905, he'd been charged with a similar offense, along with Cora Berry, a notorious woman associated with the house. The coroner's jury conducted an inquest and autopsy, ultimately dismissing rumors of poisoning. The cause of death was determined to be heart failure due to valvular lesions that had developed over several years. The county official suggested that his heavy evening meal may have contributed to his demise. Local papers later reported that the Larson Auto Wrecking Company had purchased Blind Joe's hotel building with plans to convert it into a showroom and shop. Contents left inside included furniture, stoves, dishes, miscellaneous articles, a roulette wheel, and provisions for a good meal, though the bread was described as somewhat dry. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Lee Zerdrick. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.